This is episode number 504 featuring Denise Caston Clark, Be Simple. It's January 17th, 2022, and we have a Mindful Monday tip for you here at Dance Tips Daily. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. To keep the tradition alive, I'd like to share a quote of his before dancing on into our blog for the day. In quotes, "Nothing worthwhile is gained without sacrifice," end quote. Martin Luther King Jr. I love this quote from him so much, not only because it rings so true, at least from my perspective, but it is simple and to the point, which are also themes from Denise's blog that I'll be sharing with you today. So, without further ado, let's dance on into Denise's writing, Be Simple. The most memorable pieces of art are those with one simple concept that is brought to vivid life. No matter our differences, we feel the same emotions: love, loss, joy, anger. I remember a piece titled, What Was Left, because at the end, there was one dancer left on stage. Members of a Dutch ballet company performed a duet about the painful, awkward, uncomfortable moments before the end of a relationship. She brushed against his body as they exited opposite sides of the stage. That was 14 years ago, but it seems like yesterday. In simplicity, we find the relatable, and in the relatable, we capture our audience. Thank you so much to Miss Denise Caston Clark for giving us permission to share her short, sweet, and insightful blog with y'all today. For more on Denise, check out our show notes below. For our Mindful Monday challenge today, I challenge us to move with simplicity in mind, whether that be within our dance classes, thinking of the clearest, most concise path or transition we can get from one move to the next, or in our mindset, thinking I'm only focusing on one simple thing at a time rather than all of the things we can look at in dance, whether that be technique, performance, aesthetics, etc. If we're in a place where we need a little break from our technique, performance, or dance classes today, we can also shift this to our mindset. Sometimes I give myself challenges of replying back to emails or text in more simpler forms. I'm someone of many words, so finding ways to express all that I feel in the most concise and simple terms is certainly a challenge for me, and maybe it is for you. If being simple is not a challenge for you, then might I ask you to try the opposite? See if you can try being extra today. That said, that's our short and sweet tip for the day. I hope you enjoyed, and as always, happy dancing. Thanks for listening today, and tune back in tomorrow for more short and sweet dance tips. If you're looking for a deeper dive, check out the bonus episodes released the first of every month where I interview those in our field who keep our industry moving and grooving. If you're looking for a little extra direction with dancing towards your dance dreams, head to our website where you can find your free goals planner or daily challenge tracker. If you like or don't like what you're hearing, please dance those fingers across your keyboard and give DTD a rating or review so we know how to best serve you. Until tomorrow, happy dancing.